Mix 2 cups of flour with 2 eggs, stir in a spoonful of Southern culture, and you end up with a cookbook that's about more than just cooking. Morning Edition commentator Lorraine Johnson Coleman has written Larissa's Bread Book, Baking Bread and Telling Tales with Women of the American South. Larissa is Johnson Coleman's daughter. In the book, she learns how to make some down-home favorites, such as buttermilk biscuits and apple fritters. Along the way, she finds out a lot about Southern blacks, whites, and others.
My daughter has this natural curiosity about culture and food, so she was the ideal candidate to stick in a book.
So you have Larissa as part of a bake sale.
Yes, where she has to bring bread to the bake sale to raise money for the school library books.
So she bops on down to the senior center.
Right, where she meets these 10 great women who just all happen to be baking bread and full of great stories.
Well, they're baking different kinds of bread.
All different kinds of bread, depending on their culture.
This is multicultural within cultures, too.
That's right. And also, more than just a cookbook, the ladies' stories of their lives and the women that come before them also gives you a sense of the history of these cultures in the South. These particular groups, how did they come to the South? What did they find when they got there? What's been their greatest impact? What are their dilemmas? I think that's sort of, if you even don't make a recipe and you just read the stories, you get a new broad view of Southern culture.
And rural and urban?
That's true, both, from, you know, Houston to rural North Carolina. So it does cover the gamut.
This started with your daughter's school project, right?
Fictitiously, sort of.
I thought so. You made all these women up.
Yes, I did. But most people have not figured that out yet. They really want to meet them.
Did you also make up all the recipes?
No, I actually got the recipes from all around the country and used some of my family's favorites, only my folk don't measure anything, so I had to run around behind him trying to translate what some and little and more means. So it wasn't easy, but we finally got a recipe out of him.
A pinch of that. And
2 fingers of this. And, you know, and then I had one lady describing to me how to put the brandy in the brandy sauce, and she said, don't put too much brandy to get the preacher drunk. I said, well, how much brandy does it take to get the preacher drunk? So she never did tell me, so I had to kind of guesstimate. So hopefully when you make the brandy sauce, it won't get the preacher drunk.
Now, there's a problem with some of these recipes. I mean, most of them start out with, first, take 1.5 pounds of lard.
Well, this is not, you know, Southern food is not healthy eating. We always tell the people who come into the South and want steamed vegetables and healthy living that they ought to stay home.
It's South. It's not Southern California.
That's right. And we do put butter on everything. This bread is meant to be buttered, not with margarine, but with real butter.
Now, there's more than bread here.
That's right. There are sandwiches. There are things to dip the bread in. There are even some salad recipes.
And not all cornbread.
And not all cornbread. We actually eat other things other than cornbread, and I think this will be a revelation for many people.
Other things such as?
Hot water cornbread, which is an old African-American favorite. There's sweet potato muffins. There's banana bread. And for the uppity folks, there's even cornbread croutons.
And a mint julep recipe.
Of course. Yeah. How could you have a Southern book without a mint julep recipe? You have to have something to wash the bread down with.
Have you tried each and every one of these recipes?
Yes, Bob. Somebody had to do it. It was a very tough job.
Research is bare, isn't it?
It is. Sweet potato muffins, banana bread, bread pudding. Twist my arm. It was tough, but I did it.
And the mint julep recipe?
And the mint julep, too. Sorry. And the brandy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get me drunk, but, you know, you can't go by me.
Did it get the preacher drunk?
It might get the preacher drunk. Didn't get me drunk.
Food is obviously very important to a culture.
It is, and it's very important to me. It is absolutely essential to me. I am a much better person when I have good food. So I feel like everybody's the same way.
Well, food is kind of where we do cross pollinate culturally.
And that's true. And especially in the South, where people want to focus on how divided folks have been in the recent past. The one thing we can talk about is that culturally we've always been connected. So we may go separate ways at the courthouse steps. But when it comes to the barbecue stand in the South, we are one. When it comes to wonderful cornbread in the South, we are one. So I do try to do some of my work that shows how Southerners are connected and not always going in separate directions. And food is a great way to start, because Southerners are serious about food, and that's across the board.
I don't think there are any bigots at mealtime.
No, none. The only prejudice we have is if the collard greens taste bad and the biscuits don't rise properly. Then we all become very ugly. But other than that, we are wonderful when we are well fed. And I like the fact that the book features reaches 10 different women, from Jewish to Cherokee to Appalachian to Creole to Gullah. It shows that the South really does have strong immigrant cultures, and we brought with us our foodways, and they've lingered. So, you know, you read the jalapeno cornbread recipe and you realize that Mexican Americans came to the South, tasted cornbread and said, this is great, but, you know, we could kick this up a notch. And so that jalapeno cornbread is here today. And don't we just love it?
No, I'm going to pass on that one.
Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, I love jalapeno cornbread. Mm-hmm. See, that's what happens when you're in the Kentucky area. Mm-hmm. You all don't understand hot food.
No, some of them up there do. But
they really do?
I'm just not one of those.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well.
Bread pudding, I think, is the reason why we were put here on Earth.
Oh, I think bread pudding is amazing, especially if you put the sauces on it. I mean, you put a pecan sauce over bread pudding and, I mean, a cup of coffee, and I tell you, I've become a very charming woman.
You put raisins in there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I like the raisins.
Yes, that's the big debate in the South, whether you put raisins in bread pudding or not. So I showed it both ways.
This is how you determine which side of the tracks you're from?
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. The people down in the East Coast don't put, Southeast don't put raisins in it. And the folk West, they do.
Yes, you have unleavened bread, for example.
Exactly, because we want to show that there are breads for religious reasons and breads for other celebrations and bread as dessert. I mean, 160 bread recipes. Who knew that there was this much bread, Bob? I bet you didn't even know that.
Staff of life.
That's exactly right. It's biblical.
Well, and it gets into the metaphoric breaking of bread.
And that's one of the reasons I used bread, is because I think bread is intimate. And I think breaking bread brings to mind to people forming new friendships and new alliances. So I'm hoping these women will touch your heart in just that way.
Lorraine Johnson Coleman, Morning Edition commentator and author of Larissa's Bread Book, Baking Bread and Telling Tales with Women of the American South.